Hello everyone, this is Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and let's get started on Greek mythology. Actually, myths are stories that were formed to answer kids' silly questions like how was this world formed, who was the first human and how is this world gonna end. And myths are also stories that explain the traditions we carry out. So let's get started. Actually, there was nothing in the beginning. There was nothing in the world. The only thing that was there was the mist, a gloomy mist. The mist formed consciousness and formed a goddess named Gaia, who's known as the Earth Mother or the Mother Earth. It also formed Uranus. It's another spelling for Uranus. It was a dome in the sky. It also formed the god Pontus. The water collected out of the mists and formed water bodies. These water bodies formed a consciousness named Pontus. There was also a dome under the earth known as the Tartarus, and the Tartarus is known as the evil pit. So Gaia and Uranus got married and had kids. The first were a batch of 12 titans, 6 girls and 6 boys. The next were 3 cyclops, and Gaia named them the Elder Cyclops. The next batch was the 100-handed ones. Uranus tied them and tossed them into the Tartarus, the 3 Cyclops and the 300-handed ones, because they defined the word ugly. Gaia was so mad at Uranus, but she couldn't do anything to him because he was all-powerful. So Gaia called her 12 Titans, the Titan kids they had in the beginning, and asked them to murder their dad. Yes, this is a bit psychotic, isn't it? Because Gaia was the first psycho in the world. Every one of the Titans didn't know the meaning of kill, because Titans were immortal, meaning they can't be killed, because they had golden ichor in place of blood and they didn't have DNA. So everyone was thinking, like, what is to mean to kill? And the explanation they got was to exterminate. That means to cut them off the living existence. So no one was ready to kill their dad, because they have seen their dad, and their dad was all hectic and busy, and he was really angry at everyone. No one was ready to kill. Every girl's left, every boy's left, except one, the youngest Titan, namely Cronos. He was the most power hungry in the batch. He wanted the whole power of the universe. So what Gaia has told is that the one who kills their dad gets to rule the world. So Cronos was all happy. He just wanted power. If that meant killing his dad, why not? His dad has never paid him any attention. But Cronos was smart. He knew he couldn't do it alone. He wanted help, so he called 4 of his brothers. They came to help. So once when they got their dad cornered, Cronos killed him with a skythe. Skythe is a 6 feet long curved blade with an iron handle. Skythe was created by Gaia. She could control what was under the earth. Gaia gifted skythe to Cronos. Cronos killed his dad, Uranus, with the skythe. And when Uranus was dead, his godly ichor became mixed in the mud and everything, and it formed many organisms later. When Cronos killed their dad, Cronos was crowned the king of the universe, just like he wanted. He started the golden age. Let's discuss more about it in the next podcast. Subscribe, like and follow Snigdha's Talks if you love, and please share. Please do post suggestions if you have any. Until then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye. Oh.